A long holiday weekend is imminent, but there are many good reasons to stay in town. Mara Davis will now convince us to stick around. Mara, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. I know you're going to have your American flag out, and you're
going
to be
cooking
up your hot dogs and hamburgers at the Goss residence, getting ready for a great weekend. And if you decide to get out of the house, here are a couple of shows that I think you should see. First off, Atlanta Symphony Hall. The Atlanta Symphony is known for bringing in different artists to play with the symphony, which is a great idea. We know the Indigo Girls have done it. Now they have another one coming up tonight with Ben Folds. Ben Folds from the Ben Folds Five. If you've ever seen him live, it is more than just a show. It's storytelling. He's hilarious. He's an incredible singer-songwriter. And to see him with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, how fun. He's been doing this all over the country, and now you will get that tonight.
She's a wreck and I'm drowning slowly off the coast and I'm headed nowhere.
That's Ben Folds at Symphony Hall with the Atlanta Symphony tonight.
It wasn't but a few weeks ago that David Greene from NPR on Morning Edition interviewed the members of Neon Trees, a Mormon rock band. If I can describe it that way, well, they're members of the band of Mormon, and the lead singer announced recently in Rolling Stone that he's gay. Not a big deal, but if you're a Mormon, it might be.
I say in the song, like, I guess I've always been this way. It's been hard for me to say. Relates to, you know, my sexuality and also my religion and how the two meet.
Is it something you'd leave the church over or something you'd hope to change the church with?
I think more the latter. I mean, I'm not looking to disrespect.
And everybody's pretty much accepted him there. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a hater. There's going to be someone who feels uncomfortable. But for the most part, people have embraced this. And they're a hugely popular band. And now they're going to be at the Tabernacle. You know, the big song that they have is Animal. That was the first song that I heard from them, which kind of crossed over to Top 40, and it was on rock radio. Some of those fun, you know, poppy songs can cross over like that, and they've done a great job with that. But yes, yeah, certainly Tyler Glenn has made a lot of news, which I think more people will want to go to the show now, see what he has to say.
Their third album, Pop Psychology, just came out, so they're touring on that.
That's Neon Trees tonight at the Tabernacle.
It's back at Piedmont Park. And it's been going on actually for a month now, but this is sort of the grand weekend of music. It's the Atlanta Jazz Festival.
Jazz.
I was waiting for you to say it that way.
Jazz. No, all joking aside, the Atlanta Jazz Festival is very cool. It's been going on for years, and it's 3 days running. Piedmont Park, it's always a great weekend, and people really get into the music there. And they have a very diverse lineup every year. I like how they'll do a local stage, so they can focus on that with artists from the Rialto, and they do all kinds of different things there. But there are a couple of highlights that I wanted to bring to your attention, like the Airmen of Note. Have you heard about them?
No, I haven't heard about them.
Okay, so they're the jazz ensemble from the Air Force, and then it started in the 1950s, so they carry on the Glenn Miller sound. And I like Somi. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She's from East Africa, and she's worked with a lot of different people like Common, and she's got a really soothing Sade thing happening for me.
Three different stages over 3 days. Freddie Cole is going to be there too, a local favorite.
Ginger me with pillow talk and pretty things. Oh, ginger me by candlelight and long walks by the lagoon. Ginger me with intellect and wine. Ginger me, boy.